Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and straight to the guest line, Wednesday 3:45, we talk to Adam Schefter each and every week. Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are we doing this week? Happy Thanksgiving.
How you doing? Everything all right?
Yeah, we are. We're great. We got a little scare in Cincinnati. We got some injuries to talk about, but the team is rolling along. But I wanted to start things off with a topic, well, we've had off and on for so many years, and we have a new report that Bill Belichick is going to be on the radar of at least two NFL teams, maybe three NFL teams in the hiring cycle. What is your expectation of interest in Bill Belichick from the NFL this offseason?
I don't know what to say about that, to be honest with you. I just don't know how real it is or isn't, and I don't know how interested he is or isn't in going to the NFL. I think it's a lot of noise more than it is anything else right now. I'm not telling you it is real. I don't have enough information, and I don't really like some of these proclamations that people, I don't know of it to be true. So that's what I got there. Either way.
Fitzy?
You guys there?
Yes.
Nope, right here. Here we go.
That was a mic issue on our end.
Yep, sorry about that. So the success that the New England Patriots have had, Adam, has been, you know, meteoric, beyond expectations, beyond surreal. But is there now like a growing sense perhaps that there could be, they could be fallible, or they could be, you know, susceptible? Our pal Tom Curran over at NBC Sports Boston said he wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots lost three games in a row. This is a team that's won 9 in a row coming into Monday Night Football.
Look, I think it's a good team, and they're doing exactly what they should be doing right now. And, you know, I think it's a chance on Monday night for everybody to see how far they've come and to see how good the defense has gotten, see where Drake May has grown into, and see what kind of culture Mike Vrabel's implemented. I think this is all a part of it for that night. So this organization is where it should be right now. That's the best thing you could say.
Hey, Adam, Matthew Stafford contends to just play out of his mind. That went over Tampa Bay just looked like it maybe, perhaps some people are saying, sealed his MVP, award. Do you see that the case, or is there still enough time for maybe Jonathan Taylor or Drake May to kind of challenge him for that?
There's definitely a lot of time. First of all, the MVP award twists and turns every single week in the NFL season. So, you know, coming off last week, Matthew Stafford's an obvious guy. But, you know, you don't know that, you know, I don't know if it's going to stay that way, right? So a lot of things shift, right? You know, he's the MVP of last week. I'm happy to say that.
Fair enough.
Okay? But I wouldn't go beyond that.
That was Adam Schefter's Drake Take of the Week, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. Adam, I don't have to tell you, tomorrow there will be a lot of people watching football. Maybe, in my opinion, the greatest Thanksgiving Day slate of games we've ever seen. And I was wondering, is that intentional? Because I always assumed they kind of figured when they make the schedule, well, everybody's going to watch the Lions. Everybody's going to watch the Cowboys. It's just on in the background. This year, they're giving us basically Sunday night football worthy games all Thanksgiving Day long. Is that intentional by the league?
I listen, they never know how this is going to work out. You pick marquee teams like the Packers, like the Chiefs, to go along with the Lions and the Cowboys, and you pick teams like that, and inevitably you've got a chance for it to work out like this. You know, there have been some good slates. This will be amongst the best as well. How it unfolds, we'll see whether the games measure up to it or not, but clearly it's a situation where the league is comfortable with the matchups, and I think the Lions or the Cowboys-Chiefs game may be the highest rated regular season game that we ever see.
Wow. I thought that last week, Adam, the Thursday night game last week was a bit of an eye-opener, followed by last Sunday's games as well, with the Texans putting on a ferocious defensive display. That seems like a team I don't think anybody would want to play if they make it into the playoffs. What do you think about the idea that the Texans make a late season push and challenge not only for the playoffs, but maybe to grab hold of that AFC South title?
Look, that defense is for real. It's a ferocious defense. It might be the best defense in the league. And they seem to be playing well in their Davis Mills. We'll see if CJ Stroud makes it back. Again, it's such a week-to-week thing. They're still behind, but they got a chance to catch the Colts. They play them twice more. If they beat the Colts, there's no reason they can't win that division. That defense would travel. It could win on the road. Tough team, and we'll see if they can make it through.
You know, Adam, I'm going to go back to the Thanksgiving Day games, and I do kind of find it fascinating that, you know, you got the Cowboys and Lions. Traditionally, they play. I'm looking at here, the Lions have played 89 times on Thanksgiving Day, and the Cowboys 57 times, although they've never played each other because they always seem to host. What is that about those two teams that always get picked at Thanksgiving? Is that just something that's just been written into the bylaws? Why is that the case?
It's the way the league has done it. In these kind of cities, it wasn't always that case. It wasn't always that, but it's a situation where these teams have kind of claimed these games, and it's become a tradition. Yeah. And so the league just stays with them. There have been other teams that have lobbied for the games, but it has not happened before in the past. Like these teams, it's become a tradition there. They want to keep doing it. Other teams, you know, it wasn't always the case. Like at times they debated whether they want to keep it.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way that it is right now. By the way, just got news that Frank Ragnow, the Lions' four-time Pro Bowl center, is coming out of retirement and returning to the Lions.
Wow.
So that's kind of interesting.
Wow, that's very interesting, and we appreciate the
breaking news there.
The live nugget. Yeah,
there was that on us on DBI.
People thought that was a big hit to their offensive line, and now obviously they get him back, and maybe that can give them a jolt. ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam, we talked to you last week about a suspension for spitting. Now we have a suspension.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. From crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more, our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For hitting below the belt, is the league concerned? Like, is this like a little uptick in issues? Is the league concerned? Are they going to kind of come down hard on these types of things? What does the league see over these last couple incidents?
Well, I think it's an issue of sportsmanship. We go back to the off season, and the league making a point of emphasis of sportsmanship, and whether it's spitting, punching in the groin, all these things fall under sportsmanship. What was the third incident? There was another one that somebody else was suspended within the last couple of weeks after the game, going after somebody or something. I don't remember. There was a third one, too, a guy that was suspended. I'm drawing a blank. I remember Jalen Carter. I remember Trayvon Mooring this past week, but there was one in between I'm drawing a blank on.
Chase.
Jamar Chase.
Yep.
No, and there was another one.
Okay.
Another one.
Oh, they got a problem.
Another one.
All these are all piling up.
Yeah. So... the league is making a point of emphasis, and if you don't follow sportsmanship rules, you're going to be suspended.
Adam, I know we're crunched for time. Last one here. A lot of people are dreaming of a third version of the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl. Is there any, speaking of the Ragnow news, is there any truth to the rumors I've read on the socials that Aaron Donald is considering unretiring and rejoining the Rams for a playoff push?
I've not heard that at all.
Okay.
I mean, it's come up in the past, but it's always been dismissed. They brought up the idea that he could rejoin them in the postseason, but I've never heard of that coming to fruition, although here's the deal. Frank Ragnow is coming out of retirement, and the Rams want to bring Aaron Donald back for the postseason push, and he wants to do that. I mean, why not? If he certainly looks like he's in shape. So, yeah, it's an interesting idea. I don't know if there's anything to it, but what are the people out there saying?
Call him out, Adam. Let's hear Fitzy's. Where he's
getting
his info.
Where you getting his
source? Let's go, Fitzy. All I can say is I read it on the social, and it was not from one of those accounts that said satire or parody on it. So
just out there on social. There you go. Yeah.
All right, Adam. Before we let you go, real quick, big Thanksgiving guy, favorite Thanksgiving table menu item.
I like the stuffing.
Yeah,
same.
I kind of like that. I'm a carb guy. Like the stuffing. You can't go wrong with that. Green bean casserole is good, too. But stuffing, I just always like that.
Can I ask you, Adam, just real quick, the Mrs. Schefter, does she make you put your phone away on Thanksgiving dinner? Is that the one time you can put the – is there any time when it is okay or do you have to put the phone away at any time?
Mrs. Schefter knows that's part of the drill.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And doesn't go away on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
The only holiday that actually exists in the NFL is people say it's July 4th, and even that's not much of a holiday.
Gotcha.
All right, Adam, appreciate you joining us. Have a happy Thanksgiving with the family. Enjoy the football. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Thanks,
Adam Schefter from ESPN joining us as he does each and every week here on WEEI.
It's a good life right there, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, you gotta, the pros and the cons. The good.
Probably lives in a nice house.
Nice house.
Car.
There's probably a nice meal on that Thanksgiving table. It's probably a nice table with a nice chair. And then there's a phone sitting there that buzzes a few times during dinner.
There you go.
You're during grace.
It has been reported now Adam Schefter is trading these mashed potatoes for more stuffing.
Nice.
Up next here.
Calling you out, Fitzy, though, a little bit.
He
Adam.
Did. He wanted to cite your source.
Hey,
so look that
Poly
up.
Market Football. It's a legitimate site and source.
He just texted us.
Okay.
Verifying it. Yep.
Okay. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have some legitimate sources. Well, New York Post anyway, telling us that Jen Belichick, that's wife of Steve Belichick, the defensive coordinator of the UNC Tar Heels, not happy with Jordan, and she let the world know about it. And Jordan is not happy with Pablo Torre. There may be lawyers and lawsuits. We need to dig into this mess that is UNC football, the soap opera edition. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.